Greetings. Thank you all for returning. We extend a warm welcome to all our new listeners here for the first time. I am Pastor John, welcoming our global audience of unchurched, self-study people, as well as those who are part of a church, for anyone looking for greater depths in God's Word. Thank you all for listening. May you all be blessed of God. Last week, we learned we are spiritually resurrected, but not physically, as we will be when Christ returns to take us to our eternal home. We noted, too, the word, quote, likeness, end quote. We found that we die in His likeness. We rise again in this life in His likeness. Robert Jameson, A.R. Fawcett, and David Brown commentary told us, in the, quote, likeness, end quote, of His death, we shall be also in the, quote, likeness, end quote, of His resurrection. This is but partially realized in the present state. This is due to us presently being in our present body of sin's tainting until Jesus comes to take us home eternally. King Comments Commentary told us further, you also have been made one with Him in His resurrection. It should be properly noted, we live in continual conflict with what we feel, think, and sin's impression on us, driving us in a different path that is sinful. Therein is the struggle we will live in until Christ comes for us. Psalm 23 tells us of how good our walk in Christ is, and it also reassures us with verse 4. Even when I must walk through the darkest valley, I fear no danger. In other words, we do not fear the crucifying of our old man or old woman, for we. To find out more, listen to our previous episode titled, The Believer's Freedom from Sin's Domination, Part 3, posted on April 14th. This week, our study is titled, The Believer's Freedom from Sin's Domination, Part 4. Our scripture reads, now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with Him. We know that since Christ has been raised from the dead, He is never going to die again. Death no longer has mastery over Him. For the death He died to sin once for all. But the life He lives to God. So you too consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. From Romans chapter 6, verses 8 through 11. Notice verse 8 confirms all that has been said thus far. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with Him. The questions to many in my part of the world is, do we really believe that we will also live with Him? Do we really believe also that we have died with Christ? After all, we are living beings, male or female. Hopefully, we can already answer both those questions. Yes. We should also understand that verse 8 is a confirming statement of what we have already examined. This passage, Romans chapter 6, verses 8 through 11, is a confirmation and illustration of what the apostle had said before in Romans chapter 6, verses 5 through 7. The argument is that as Christ was once dead, but now lives to God and will no more die, so we, being dead to sin, but living unto God, should not obey sin, but should live only to God. From Barnes, New Testament Notes. There you have it, from an authority also. Barnes said, with reference to our study passage, quote, "This passage is a confirmation and illustration of what the apostle had said before." Romans chapter 6, verses 5 through 7. It is quite clear. No further explanation is necessary. Simply put, Christ was once dead, but now lives to God, and will no more die. So we, being dead to sin, but living unto God, should not obey sin, but should live only to God. That can make refusing to sin sound easy when it is not. Yes, some refusal to sin is easy. One can say no and walk away, never to do that type of sin again. Is this the same for everyone? In a word, no. While one person can, with reasonable ease, stop doing something, another person cannot so easily stop doing the same thing. As a result, here in America, I see many people quit something easily and then harshly treat another person who struggles with the same issue. One issue involves addiction, no matter how slight or how great. A person can have addictive behaviors that are not self-destructive. Yet, a person can be addicted to something and not realize it. Many times, here in America, people who have easily conquered something assume others can as well, even if other people really cannot without help. This, in part, is how we minister to our brothers and sisters in Christ, using a compassionate help as a witness to others who do not know Christ. Many, in my limited world, need to rethink their position and learn greater compassion for others. Notice further, this does not refer primarily to the resurrection and to the future state, but to the present. We hold it as an article of our faith that we shall be alive with Christ. As he was raised up from death, so we shall be raised from the death of sin. As he lives, so we shall live in holiness. We are, in fact, raised up here and, as it were, made alive to him. This is not confined, however, to the present life, but as Christ lives forever, so the apostle goes on to show that we shall. From Barnes, New Testament Notes. The first thing we should note is that we shall live in holiness. If we do not live in holiness, then everything else is greatly complicated and perceived as nearly impossible when it really is not. Now, assuming we are trying to live in holiness, then it should be noted. This does not refer primarily to the resurrection and the future state, but to the present. This is what can confuse the modern mind, frustrate us, and how we think. We need to fully understand that we are talking about our present life and not what is to come in our resurrection and future state in heaven. Simply put, we are learning about our everyday life here on earth in these days that we live and what is expected of us as children of God, born-again Christians. Notice what we, in this life, arise from. As he, Jesus, was raised up from death, so we shall be raised from the death of sin. While raising people from death is possible and has been done by Jesus and by others around the world over time, that is not the raising we are talking about. We are talking about the raising of one's sin's death. For clarity, Mr. Barnes said, we are in fact raised up here and, as it were, made alive to Him. Him being Jesus, or God. Therefore, we rise up out of sin and its eternal death, which is first started here in this mortal sin-stained body. Once a person is saved in Christ, they are a heaven-bound eternal being. However, we will not realize the fullness of our eternal life until Christ comes to take us home, where we will then live in the fullness of our new and perfect body and eternal life. Verse 9 tells us, we know that since Christ has been raised from the dead, He is never going to die again. Death no longer has mastery over Him. Just what does that mean for us? Scripture said, we know. Some Bibles read, as we all know. Commentary tells us, as we all know. This is assumed as an undoubted article of belief. From Barnes' New Testament notes. Further, death no more. Will never die again. He will have occasion to make no other atonement for sin, for that which He has made is sufficient for all. He is beyond the dominion of death and will live forever. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. I am He that lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. This is not only a consolation to the Christian, but it is an argument why he should be holy. From Barnes' New Testament notes. Notice how this closes. It is in reference to Christians and not Jesus. It is an argument why he should be holy. He, meaning all of us, male and female. Christ's arising is a pledge and assurance of our resurrection, and so promotes holiness in us by obliging us to live as the candidates of heaven, as the children of the resurrection, as becomes the heirs of such glorious hope. From Expository Notes with Practical Observations on the New Testament by William Burkett. Mr. Burkett is quite clear. His comment is easily understood. Christ's arising from death is a pledge and assurance of our resurrection. It also promotes holiness in us by obliging us to live as candidates of heaven. This means we are children of the resurrection, making us heirs of such glorious hopes. This is certain because Christ, being raised from the dead, dies no more. He now lives eternally, and we who are in Him, having shared His death, must share His eternal life. From the People's New Testament. The People's New Testament tells us clearly how this all works. Plainly and simply put, we who are in Him, having shared His death, must share His eternal life. Ladies and gentlemen, it really is that clear and simple to comprehend. Verse 10 reads, "For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God." His death had respect to sin. The design of his death was to destroy sin, to make an atonement for it, and thus to put it away. As his death was designed to effect this, so it follows that Christians, being baptized into his death and having it as their object to destroy sin, should not indulge in it. The whole force of the motive, therefore, drawn from the death of Christ, is to induce Christians to forsake sin. Compare 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. "And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again." Once only, once for all. This is an adverb denying a repetition, Schleusner, and implies that it will not be done again. The argument of the apostle rests much on this, that his death was once for all, that it would not be repeated. From Barnes, New Testament Notes. Mr. Barnes' comment is very telling as to why we only have the chance to repent and receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior only in this present life. Meaning, receiving him now is much better than coming to the realization of needing him when one is in the 7-year tribulation. However, it is Bible prophecy that some will receive him in the tribulation period. Again, a less than desirable time, since our Bibles also tell us that the Holy Spirit, our helper, will not be here as he is now. So, receiving Jesus in the tribulation period will be without the further guidance of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is already in heaven. Before the tribulation period, we have the Holy Spirit. It is written that when Jesus calls us home, the Holy Spirit will go also. For those left behind, not a good thing to have happen. The design of his death was to destroy sin, to make an atonement for it, and thus to put it away. As his death was designed to effect this, so it follows that Christians, being baptized into his death and having it as their object to destroy sin, should not indulge in it. The whole force of the motive, therefore, drawn from the death of Christ, is to induce Christians to forsake sin. From Barnes, New Testament Notes. He died unto sin in reference to sin, the design of his death being to put away sin. By making expiation for sin, he prepared the way for its forgiveness, and thus its removal from the souls of all those that believe in him. From Family Bible Notes from the Nazarene Users Group. While said differently, these two commentators said the same thing. Jesus died to remove or put away sin. His death on the cross was designed to effect this or make it happen. Jesus made an atonement for sin and he prepared the way for forgiveness of sin. That forgiveness removes it from our souls if we believe in him. This is the result of being baptized into his death, symbolized by our going under the water. Then, as Mr. Barnes said, the whole force of the motive, therefore, drawn from the death of Christ, is to induce Christians to forsake sin. Verse 11 reads, "So you too consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus." This brings us full circle to the beginning of the chapter where it was written. What shall we say then? Are we to remain in sin so that grace may increase? Absolutely not. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Or do you not know that as many as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too may live a new life. From Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Our study closes with these three verses. Verse 14 is, at the very least, a promise to us that we should regard highly. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its desires. And do not present your members to sin as instruments to be used for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who are alive from the dead, and your members to God as instruments to be used for righteousness. For sin will have no mastery over you, because you are not under law, but under grace. Next week, our episode is titled, Exhortation for the Strong Not to Destroy the Weak, Part 1. Just what does it mean? Not pass judgment on one another. To find out more, join us next week. Play or download our episodes from one of our podcast hosts, or follow direct links to these platforms on our website under the podcast menu item. Details follow. All Bible quotes without a citation are from the New English Translation Free Version. We greatly appreciate our audience. We look forward to the return of all our faithful listeners, followers, and new listeners. Thank you all so much. We are very pleased to serve a diverse international audience. Please share our podcast with family, friends, and others you believe would find it a blessing. This study podcast is a wholly self-funded outreach presented by the Church of the Unchurched, an all-electronic, Boston-based outreach uniting the community of lost, searching, lonely, and forgotten in Christ. If you are visiting for the first time, welcome and God bless you. If you are unsaved, we truly hope you find God as well as receiving Him as Lord and Savior of your life. Please find a short link to our episode titled, How to Be Saved, at the bottom of any episode description. To learn more about us and who we are, give our episode titled, Introduction, About Us, Who We Are, a listen. In that episode, you will learn more about us, who we are reaching out to, our mission, vision, ministry, and more. Again, a short link to this episode is found at the bottom of any episode description. Find our website at https://thechurchoftheunchurched.org. Please type the Church of the unchurched as a single word with no hyphens or spaces in unchurched. Also, because we are on a very secure European server, be sure you type the lead https://, as it is required. Be sure you include it in any bookmark you make. This will prevent security load errors. Our site is mobile, tablet, and desktop compliant. Our site also has links to many of our podcast platforms under the podcast menu item. We are found on podcast platforms like iTunes, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, and Spotify, to name a few. We refresh all our feeds with every weekly episode upload on Sundays, East Coast time, USA. These sites update our feed within 24 hours of our refresh. Our RSS feed is syndicated on many popular podcast RSS feed platforms. Find us on a preferred platform to follow us as we continue to grow. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 through 39. Until next week, this is Pastor John for the Church of the Unchurched.